Capital Insider, sponsored by United for Oklahoma, tribal nations building unity and economic strength to benefit all Oklahomans. More at unitedforoklahoma.com. Oklahoma thrives together.
This is Capital Insider, taking you inside politics, policy, and government in Oklahoma. I'm Dick Pryor with Quorum Call publisher Sean Ashley. Sean, the State Board of Education, with three new members recently appointed by Governor Kevin Stitt, approved new social studies standards for Oklahoma schools by a 5-1 vote. These new standards are supported by State Superintendent Ryan Walters and feature a dramatic increase in references to Christianity and religion. Where do these standards go next?
The standards now head to the legislature, which has 30 days to review them. They are handled very much like administrative rules, although there are some differences. The legislature is required to either approve or disapprove the standards, amend the standards, or disapprove the standards with instructions for the State Board of Education to make changes, which would then be resubmitted to the legislature for consideration. If the legislature takes no actions within that 30-day window, the standards are deemed approved. Now, here's the big difference. There is an established process for reviewing administrative rules. We've talked about that many times. But there is not an established process for reviewing the curriculum standards. It will be up to the education committee chairs working with their chamber's leadership to figure out exactly how they're going to do that.
From time to time, legislatures pass and governors sign bills that are later determined to be unconstitutional. Now there's a bill that is passed out of a Senate committee that would criminalize actions taken by state and local government officials that somebody thinks may be unconstitutional. What is the author concerned about?
Senator Jonathan Wingard, a Republican from Ada, is the author of Senate Bill 862. He said, and the bill's language shows, it's a response to some of the restrictions that were put in place during the COVID-19 pandemic. Wingard told the committee, "I think it's always wise to protect your personal freedom."
So how would this bill operate?
The bill prohibits all government personnel, elected and employed, and all government agencies from enacting or imposing any actions subverting the constitutional rights of state residents. Those who do so and are convicted would be guilty of a felony and subject to imprisonment, a fine, and if elected, removed from office. Wingard was asked who determines whether a resident's constitutional rights are being subverted. He said the courts. But when asked whether it would be appropriate for a state government employee to ignore a governor's directive the employee believes subverted Oklahomans' constitutional rights, Wingard said, if they're given an unlawful order, why should they follow it?
The Senate floor is the next stop for a bill regulating where homeless shelters could be located in Oklahoma. Norman State Senator Lisa Standridge's bill passed out of a committee, but not without considerable discussion and debate.
Senate Bill 484 prohibits homeless shelters from being located within 3,000 feet of a school, public library, playground, or other places children generally congregate in cities and towns with populations of 300,000 or less. Now that's just over 1/2 mile and would not apply only to Oklahoma City and Tulsa. There was bipartisan opposition to the bill. Committee members noted that the distance is greater than what is required for sex offenders to live away from a school and for liquor stores and medical marijuana dispensaries to be located away from schools. Opponents also suggested it effectively would prevent some cities and towns from providing homeless shelters.
A new anti-abortion bill is heading to the House floor. While the bill is new, the language is not. What does the bill do and why is it appearing now?
The bill clarifies the state's abortion ban, except for instances to preserve the life of the mother. Representative Jim Olson said his bill was a replacement for legislation passed in 2022 that was struck down by the Oklahoma Supreme Court. The court found then an inherent right of a pregnant woman to terminate a pregnancy when necessary to preserve her life. House Bill 1008's language, Olson said, changes the statute's wording to align with the court's phraseology.
All right. Thank you, Sean.
You're very welcome.
For more information, go to quorumcall.online and find audio and transcripts at kgou.org. Until next time, with Sean Ashley, I'm Dick Pryor.
Capital Insider sponsored by the Oklahoma State Medical Association. Physician members who devote more than 11 years of higher education and 10,000 clinical hours in study to provide care for all Oklahomans. More at okmed.org.
We could all use a little help navigating the news these days. The Consider This podcast wants to give you a hand. 6 days a week, we'll help you make sense of the day's biggest news story and what it means for you in less than 15 minutes. Listen now to the Consider This podcast from NPR.